You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to Tuesday's action in Ballinrobe, an 8-race National Hunt card to look forward to there. My name is Mark Walton and joining me in the studio this time is William Hill Radio's Irish racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, sir?
Yes, good morning to you, Mark. Face to face we are.
We are.
It's like Pistols at Dawn, isn't it?
It is.
Face to
face. I'm unnerved looking at you on the telephone.
Yeah. A lot of people are, to be fair.
What do you make of Ballinrobe today, Andy? Nice bumper 8-race card.
Yeah, bumper 8-race card seems to be the order of the day nowadays, doesn't it? Might just get a chance to take a sneaky peek at the action, being as I'm here in William Hill Towers today and predominantly doing Beverley, Warwick, Lingfield and, of course, Kempton. But there seems one or two bets on the card tonight. Not that many, but a couple I'm interested in, particularly one that ran 2 days ago. Funny enough, the other one ran 3 days ago, so trying to strike while the iron's hot with those.
Okay. Is it something you're quite keen on, isn't it? Horse turn out quickly.
I love that angle, yeah.
Yeah.
If horses run in the last 2-3 days, and I tend to back them again, if they've done a good time and they're looking good form.
All right. Even with the jumpers, I know it's prevalent in sprints quite a lot, isn't it?
Yeah. Mostly, obviously, sprinters have an advantage because it's just like a huge workout on the track, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's amazing how many times I do it over the jumps as well.
Yeah.
People all think it's a negative, but it's more of a positive than a negative for me.
All right, good stuff. Let's get stuck into it then. The first race this afternoon is the 2:35. We start here with a 3-year-old maiden hurdle. It's over 2.5 miles, and Tilliver is the 11-8 favourite. 100-30 for La Vagabond, 4-1 for Overtures. Vocal Air is 13-2, and it's 11-1 or bigger prices for the others. So only four of them in single figures here, Andy. Do you see it between the top end of the market there?
Yeah, the ones who've had a run, Mark, up to now are fairly modest. Vocal Air probably would be the pick of those. With that run down in Roscommon the other day, but she's only a three-year-old fillies on this ground. Might just be found out by the older, tougher horses. And I would probably go with Alan Fleming's Tilliver, who has been well back this morning. That's usually an indication that the yard know what they're doing. And they're in good form as well, the Alan Fleming camp. Chain Gang won for them the other day at Listowel, and that followed up at Tully East and Volvolution as well. So he's had three, I think, out of his last six winners, and all of them been well punted. This one's got plenty of soft ground form in its native France. Don't really know what the form amounts to, but that doesn't seem to stop them winning. La Vagabond obviously be an interesting runner from the Edward O'Grady stable. Again, another horse who's got some soft ground form in France. Funny enough, has run at the same track as well as Tilliver. But the market's very much saying that Tilliver's the one who's fancied out of them the most. So in a week race, I'll go with the Alan Fleming bandwagon.
Tilliver for Andy then in the 2:35. The 3:05 is race two on the card. This one is a handicap hurdle over 2.5 miles. It's for 4-year-olds and older, rated 80-102. Well-back favourite in Balafilo, who's 11-4 into 9-4. 6-1 for Koenig Hall. Exhibit 5 is sixes as well. 8-1 for Ballyfin Boy. 10-1 for Six Men or Dooley. 12-1 for Summers King, that one is a reserve though, and 14-1 are bigger prices for the others, so well backed favourite.
Yeah, definitely. I went for this horse a few starts ago, two starts ago, funny enough, off the back of a very good run the time before. She finished second to a horse called Mossy Island, who won quite well and was well back that evening. So I thought Balafilo, going back to the same track, would only really have to turn up and do exactly the same to be a big factor in a 2.5 mile handicap. Unfortunately, she didn't quite stay the trip and she ended up weakening into sixth in the end. That's behind his top class. She dropped back to 2 miles again the other day at Listowel and she couldn't have been any more impressive for those that watched that race. I think it was last just Sunday. You would have been very taken by the performance. Martin O'Cullohan has decided to run the horse again. He's brought it back to the track where she's got some good form. And given that she ran the last circuit in 2 minutes 15 compared to Golden Spear, who won the 0-130 handicap in 2 minutes 16, it obviously shows you that she can trap a bit. You know, so that was a good effort on the figures. She pulled well clear of the rest. And just plain and simply, if she's in that kind of form again, no reason to think why she wouldn't be, then she should oblige. So I'll make Balafilo my nap of the card.
Balafilo and his nap of the card then in the 3.05. The 3.35 is race 3 in the card. This one is another handicap hurdle over 2.5 miles. This is for 4-year-olds and older, rated 81-123. And Rokonga is the 7-2 market leader. 11-2 for Rock on Rosie. Duna Pashti is 7-1. 15-2 for Morgan and Baby Jake. 10s into 17-2 for USA. And 10-1 or bigger prices for the others. Quite an open event this, Andy. Who do you like in there?
Yeah, a little bit more difficult this one, Mark. I'd certainly respect Rokonga. He's getting his act together now. I always thought he was a bit weak in a finish early on in his career, but he seems to be strengthening up. Whether he'll handle his ground, I'm not so sure. His best performance has been on decent surface. Rock and Roses, she's in great form. I think she's about as reliable as you're going to get in a race like this. She won't mind the giving the ground. She goes really well right-handed. Bit disappointed with the other day, actually. She couldn't follow up that win at Damrell two starts ago when she did a good time. It's probably the combination of the track and the trip just found her out. But she's dropping back to 2 miles tonight, and off a low weight, I'd probably just go with her. But do keep an eye on Morga as well. She's a mare who's been dining at the very top table in recent times. She's probably just been slightly outclassed, but this will be a bit of a crumb of comfort to the races she's been running in. If she repeats that run behind Vive la France and the Plan Man at the Galway Festival, I think she'll be somewhere on the scene as well. So I'll be reluctant to pass her over completely, but I'd have to go with Rock on Rose as the main choice.
Rock on Rose, the main choice for Andy in the 3.35. The 4.05 is race 4 on the card. This one is a mare's maiden hurdle. Over 2.5 miles, Grange Claire Rosa is the 6-4 favourite. 3-1 for Blazing West. Mar Garrett is 3-1 as well. 12-1 for Cara Loca. And 14-1 or bigger prices for the others. We'll start with the Willie Mullins mare at the top of the market there. Grange Claire Rosa, Andy. Is she becoming exposed now?
I think you're right, Mark. Yeah, she's just not quite convinced me enough to back her at a short price. She might well win and I'll probably close the door off the horse's bolted kind of thing. I tipped her last time out at Ross Common and everything was going swimmingly until that 40-1 shot. Kyle August Oil came and run this mare out in the latter stage. Once again, she floundered late on. So, yeah, she's becoming a little bit of a wallet emptier. Blazing West hasn't run for quite a while, but she's got plenty of soft ground form for the Willie Austin camp. I think she's a fairly solid each-way alternative, but there's one at a big price here that interests me. Harry Rogers' 7-year-old mare, Zero Euro, who's a little bit late in the fang to be running over hurdles, but she actually ran quite well in a good conditions hurdle down in Bellistown the other day beyond the likes of White Out, Miss Dynamic and the Nutcracker. Of course, the Nutcracker won yesterday off a mark of 47 peanuts rating at Navan, so already that form line's been boosted. She's been running quite consistently on the flat as well. She was outclassed at Galway on her last start, but prior to that, she'd won quite well in Sligo, so it's not as if she's not been in winning recent form. And she's 16-1 with William Hill this morning, so I thought she just offered up a little bit of each-way value in a quite weak race.
All right, a bit of value for Andy then, potentially in that race. The fifth race is the 4.35. This one is a handicap hurdle over 2.5 miles. It's for 4-year-olds and older, rated 80-95. The Fitz Lady heads the market at 4-1. 9-2 for Happy as Larry. Mossy Island is 5-1. 10s for the Lost Book. Captains and Kings is 11-1, as is Battling Spirit. That one has been supported from 14-1 this morning, and it's 12-1 or bigger prices for the others. Again, we'll start with the market leader here, Andy, the Fitz Lady. she hasn't won in 23 starts over hurdles, and she finds her way to the top of the market. So what do you make of that?
Yeah, I mean, she's likely to hit the frame again. There's a few horses in Ireland that have dragging along the non-winning tag around with them, and they can't shed it completely, and the Fitz Lady's one of them. Not necessarily sure I want to be backing her, although Ruby Walsh is an interesting booking, and he did ride her when she was second to the Informer here two starts ago in quite a good race, but I'll pass her over quite readily. Certainly give Mossy Island a shout. She's a course winner up in trip here today. If she stays the trip, then he's got a possibility, but I'm going to take a bit of a punt that the Blinkers for the first time work on Adrian Joyce's 7-year-old Captains and Kings, who comes out of a very hot race at Cork last time out. Just found itself outpaced around that sharp track. And they went a good gallop that day. That was the fastest furlong per furlong time. Got some good form over today's trip, went second to Urban Dusk at Sligo, three starts back. Ground's a little bit of an issue. But I'm more interested in that last form and the blinkers on for the first time. And this looks a weaker race than it, what it contested last time out. Well, it definitely is. So at around about 10, 12 to 1 this morning, I'll take a punt with Captains and Kings.
Captains and Kings, then, the selection for Andy in the 4:35. The 5:05 is the sixth race on the card. This one is a beginner's chase over 2 miles and one furlong. Waheb heads the market and has been supported this morning. 7-4 into 6-4. That proved too big as well. Now 6-5 at the top of the market. Art of Payroll, 9-4. 9-2 for Race Creek. 10-1 for Frontline. 14s for Aaron Hill Rascal. And 16-1 or bigger prices for the others. Four JP McManus owned horses in the lineup. Barry Geraghty's chosen to ride Waheb, who was back in winning ways over hurdles last time, Andy. Hasn't necessarily been the best jumper over fences so far.
It's a work in progress, isn't he, over fences? Only had the two starts, so it's very early to be totally dismissive of him. He was just a bit sticky the first time at Galway at the festival. Just kind of eyeing up his fences. He didn't really work out, and no surprise to see him unseat rider. He jumped next better, much better the next day when he was third behind Chantou Flyer. And he was good the other day down in Roscommon over the brush hurdles when he quickened really smartly, actually, that day. I fancied lots of memories, and so did the market. But he was brushed aside, as was Perfect Gentleman, quite readily by Dermot Wells Charge. And I think that's just what he needed. He needed something to get him back on track. He's gradually working himself into form. Battling Robe necessarily over fences doesn't take too much jumping, so it's not as if his technique is going to be put under too much scrutiny. His main dangers look to be Art of Payroll and Race Creek. But there's a bit of an absence to overcome for Art of Payroll. And, of course, Race Creek was pulled up last time out, all beating the Galway hurdle. And he makes his chasing debut today, so there's slight question marks there. So I'll go with Waheb. He's got lots of stamina. I presume today he'll be ridden a little bit more positively, and hopefully he can put his experience to good use.
Waheb for Andy, then. In the 5:05, the 5:35 is the penultimate race this afternoon. This one is a chase over 2 miles and 7 furlongs for five-year-olds and older that have not won more than one chase. Ballycorus heads the market, even money into 4-5 at the time of recording this. Carriganogue going the other way, even money out to 11-10 and 16-1 for Clan and Mion, who's the other runner in only a three-runner lineup. What do you make of it, Andy? The market speaking in favour of Ballycorus this morning.
Yeah, that's the way I'll go as well. Mags Mullins' six-year-old mare is in great form at the moment. She was really good the other day at Galway. She went a fast gallop from the front, kept pouring on the coal, and she beat a good field as well. There was a whole host of horses fancied against her that day, the likes of Trina Kayla, who'd gone there off the back of two wins, Duckweed, and there were several others. I think Willie Mullins had one in that as well that didn't perform up to scratch. Prior to that, she'd won well at Cork, once again staying on very strongly to beat two useful animals, Cootamundra and Gold Bullet. And she's got some form over fences as well. She's a winner back in the day. So everything really sets up for here. Small field, front runner, game as you like. I know Carrigan Nogg's in good form, but funny enough, he just seems to save his best form for Kilbeggan. Whether that's pigeonholing him too tightly would probably be unjustified, but that seems to be the way he's going at the moment. And maybe the Graham, he could do with it a little bit quicker than what it will be tonight. So Ballycorus, in receipt of weight off Carriganogue, I think will make all the running.
All right, the final race is the 6:05. We finish here with the Martinstown Opportunity Handicap Chase. It's over 2 miles and 7 furlongs for five-year-olds and older, rated 0-109. Katie Dew heads the market, 5-2 into 2-1 for the inform Colin Beaumare. The second favourite is Abata, who's 7-2. 5-1 for El Grande. Baby Wiz is 8-1. 10-1 for Spring Bell, and 12s or bigger for the others. Who do you like in the lucky last?
Well, I'm going to have to stick with this Katie Dew. You just got to love this mare. Ever since she sprung to prominence at Roscommon, she hasn't really looked back. She was really good here over course and distance two starts ago, when Abata really looked as though he was going to take her measure all the way down the home straight. But once they jumped the last and the gloves were off, so to speak, Colin Bowe's 9-year-old really did dig deep. And stamina seems to be a strong suit. And she did that last time out as well at Listowel. Off the home turn, there was like 4 or 5 of him behind, and she just never looked like getting caught. She just wanted it more than the others. And with stamina very much going to be the key suit here again tonight, I'd expect Katie Dew to rack up the four time. The market seems to be very, very strong in favour of her, and it's hard to get away from her chances, given that she's in such good form.
Katie Dew then, Frandy, in the Getting Out Stakes. Let's just have, as always, Andy, a quick summary of your selections today.
Yeah, Alan Fleming's team are in good form, so Tilaiva should hopefully keep the bandwagon rolling in the 2:35. Balafilo is the best bet on the card following a smooth victory down in Listowel only 2 days ago. 3:35 becomes a little bit more tricky here, but I think the bottom weight Rock on Rose is likely to go well, dropping back in trip. Take a little bit of a chance on an outside in the 4:05 and might run out of her odds, and that's €0. In the 4:35, probably the least appetising race on the car, but hopefully the blinkers might work. The Oracle, first time up for Captains and Kings. 5.05, looks Wahebs to lose, really, if he can jump a nice clear round. Same comments apply to Ballycorus in the 5.35, who should dominate Carriganog. And in the final race, the informed mare, Katie Doo, comes here off the back of three wins, and with that just a £4 penalty, hopefully she'll make like of that impost.
Superb. Good work, Andy. Good to see you. Good luck and enjoy Ballinrobe today.
Thanks, Mark.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.